Monica seemed to be struggling with these negative thoughts. I've wasted my life and accomplished nothing because of 20 years of depression and anxiety. If only I'd learned about these techniques years ago, my life could be so different now. Monica said she'd tried 10 of the methods she'd read about in my books, but became particularly excited when I asked her if she'd ever tried the feared fantasy. She wrote, I overlooked the feared fantasy technique for a long time because I didn't have anyone to role-play with, but I've always enjoyed the examples in your books. I even laugh out loud sometimes. I decided to try it on paper, being both voices. It seems to resonate more than any other technique I've tried, and I'm beginning to feel a lot better. If you have any other suggestions, I'd love to hear from you. You've really inspired me. Here's Monica's feared fantasy dialogue for the thought, I've wasted my life, accomplished nothing, and can't change now. Negative guy. Monica, I'm truly amazed at the bizarre life you've led. You let the prime of your life just slip by without doing a thing. How could you let that happen? Monica. Yes, it's true that I didn't accomplish all I desired during my young adult years. I often get depressed over that myself. I still have a lot to work on. But considering all that's happened, I don't think I'm doing so terribly now. I'm going to therapy. I'm working on changing lifelong habits. It will take a while, but I'm fairly optimistic that I can change and do something with my life. Negative guy. Well, Monica, I hate to throw cold water on you, but I really see no hope. You're 39 years old, and if you haven't accomplished anything yet, I don't think you ever will. I don't know of anyone who's led the life you have and managed to change. You're being very unrealistic. You have your head in the clouds. Monica. Well, it may be true that you don't know anyone like me. I'm pretty unique. But I appreciate your interest in my affairs. It sounds like you think people can never change, no matter how hard they try. Is that true? Negative guy. Absolutely. Oh, maybe someone could change if they just had one or two of your problems. But look at you. No career, no relationships outside of family, no education, no place of your own. You can't even talk to people without getting anxious. You have a driving phobia, you get tired easily, and you're emotionally and physically fragile. It's a tough world out there. You'll never make it, girl. You're just dreaming. Monica. It's true that I have no career, no relationships, and no money. Those are exactly the problems I'm working so hard to solve. I am sensitive, and it's certainly true that there are tough elements out there. But are you saying that only certain problems can be solved and not others? Or are you saying it's the number of problems that determines overall change? I'd like to know which problems you think are solvable and what number is the cutoff point. Is it 3, 4, 12? Negative guy. I'm not talking about numbers and statistics. I'm talking about you. You've never done anything with your life, and you never will. End of story. Monica. Yes, I'm definitely hearing that theme in your conversation. But I'm still curious why you think I won't ever change. You said earlier that one or two of my problems might be solvable. I'd still like to know which ones. Maybe I can work on those first. Negative guy. Okay, I'll humor you a little. I think your problems all intensify each other. You might be able to get a job, but you're too shy. You might be able to have a place of your own, but you don't have the money. You might be able to solve the shyness, but you'd need to go out and practice, and that's where your laziness and lack of energy come in. Then there's your driving phobia and panic attacks. You're stuck in a vicious circle between a rock and a hard place. Face it, you're doomed. Monica, I really appreciate you taking precious time from your busy life to counsel me, but I'd still like to know why you think these problems are not solvable. All of the problems you've mentioned are very treatable by therapists using CBT techniques. Many experts have written books about how these kinds of problems can be solved. They can't all be wrong. Negative guy. Well, I guess it's the combination. You have a very bad combination of problems that's completely unsolvable. Monica. That's very interesting. Could you tell me where you've heard about the unsolvable combination? Was it in a psychiatric journal or from an expert in the field of psychology or statistics? Negative guy. I heard it from a psychiatrist. I told him about you, and he said that in 40 years of practice, he's never seen a case like yours. He said he doesn't think you can be helped without medication, and even with medication, it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to cure someone as severe as you. Monica. Psychiatrists aren't always aware of cognitive therapy techniques. They've been trained to prescribe medication, and that's usually their only line of therapy. I've been to 2 psychiatrists who told me they didn't think I could get better without medication, but I tried it and felt worse on medication than off. I've decided to go with CBT and see what happens, but I'm still interested to know why you, negative guy, think I'm incurable. Why do you feel so strongly that my problems are unsolvable? Negative guy. Okay, it's not the problems, it's you. You just don't have what it takes. Other people can solve their problems, I suppose, but you can't. If you could, you'd have done it already. Monica. Interesting. So you're saying there's something about me that's different from other people with similar problems that makes me an extra special hopeless case? Could you define that particular something? What is it exactly? Negative guy. I can't define it. I just know it's there. Monica. An indefinable quality? Negative guy. That's right. Monica. So the thing that explains why I can never change is some indefinable quality that cannot be explained or described? Negative guy. Yep. Monica. That's not much to go on. I think maybe you don't know what you're talking about after all.